Progress Report 7, March 11. The operation didn't hurt. Dr. Strauss did it while I was sleeping. I don't know how, because I didn't see, but there was bandages on my eyes and my head for 3 days, so I couldn't make no progress report till today. The skinny nurse who watched me writing says I spelled progress wrong, and she told me how to spell it, and report, too, and march. I gotta remember that. I have a very bad memory for spelling. Anyway, they took off the bandages from my eyes today, so I can make a progress report now. But there is still some bandages on my head. I was scared when they came in and told me it was time to go for the operation. They made me get out of the bed and on another bed that has wheels on it, and they rolled me out of the room and down the hall to the door that says surgery. Boy, was I surprised that it was a big room with green walls and lots of doctors sitting around up high, all around the room, watching the operation. I didn't know it was going to be like a show. A man came up to the table all in white and with a white cloth on his face, like in TV shows, and rubber gloves, and he said, "Relax, Charlie. It's me, Dr. Strauss." I said, "Hi, Doc. I'm scared." He said, "There's nothing to be scared about, Charlie," he said. "You'll just go to sleep." I said, "That's what I'm scared about." He patted my head, and then two other men wearing white masks too came and strapped my arms and legs down so I couldn't move them. And that made me very scared, and my stomach felt tight, like I was going to make all over, but I didn't, only wet a little. And I was going to cry, but they put a rubber thing on my face for me to breathe in, and it smelled funny. All the time I heard Dr. Strauss talking out loud about the operation, telling everybody what he was going to do. But I didn't understand anything about it, and I was thinking, maybe after the operation I'll be smart and I'll understand all the things he's talking about. So I breathed deep, and then I guess I was very tired because I went to sleep. When I waked up, I was back in my bed, and it was very dark. I couldn't see nothing, but I heard some talking. It was the nurse and Bert, and I said, "What's the matter? Why don't you put on the lights, and when are they going to operate?" And they laughed, and Bert said, "Charlie, it's all over, and it's dark because you got bandages over your eyes." It's a funny thing. They did it while I was sleeping. Bert comes in to see me every day to write down all the things, like my temperature and my blood pressure and the other things about me. He says it's on account of the scientific method. They got to keep records about what happens so they can do it again when they want to. Not to me, but to the other people like me who ain't smart. That's why I got to do these progress reports. Bert says it's part of the experiment, and they will make photostats of the reports to study them, so they'll know what is going on in my mind. I don't see how they will know what is going on in my mind by looking at these reports. I read them over and over a lot of times to see what I wrote, and I don't know what's going on in my mind, so how are they going to? But anyway, that's science, and I gotta try to be smart like other people. Then, when I am smart, they'll talk to me, and I can sit with them and listen, like Joe Karp and Frank and Gimpy do when they talk and have a discussion about important things. While they're working, they start talking about things, like about God, or about the trouble with all the money the president is spending, or about the Republicans and Democrats, and they get all excited like they're going to have a fight, so Mr. Donner got to come in and tell them to get back to baking, or they'll all get canned, union or no union. I want to talk about things like that. If you're smart, you can have lots of friends to talk to, and you never get lonely by yourself all the time. Professor Niemer says it's okay to tell about all the things that happened to me in the progress reports, but he says I should write more about what I feel and what I think and remember about the past. I told him, "I don't know how to think or remember." And he said, "Just try." All the time the bandages were on my eyes, I tried to think and remember, but nothing happened. I don't know what to think or remember about. Maybe if I ask him, he'll tell me how I can think now that I'm supposed to get smart. What do smart people think about or remember? Fancy things, I bet. I wish I knew some fancy things already.